Hello and welcome to the Soulful Valley podcast. If you're a regular listener, thank you for listening and supporting this podcast. If you're new here and don't know me yet, I'm your host, Katie Carey, independent publisher of Books That Matter and an international best-selling author, and of course, the host of this globally ranked podcast. I help metaphysical coaches and healers gain confidence, clarity, raise their visibility and their credibility, giving them the opportunity to shine their light brighter so that the people they are here to serve can find them. I do this by creating opportunities for them to become best-selling authors in my multi-author and solo book projects. I also offer one-to-one mentorship services to help spiritual business owners find and unlock their limiting beliefs. In this podcast, I'll be sharing wisdom from myself, coaches, authors, and energy healers that could be just what you need to transform your life today. You can connect with me via the Contact Katie button at my website at www.soulfulvalley.com.
Love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. Because nothing's going to work out until you do.
Hello and welcome back to the Soulful Valley podcast. We are thrilled to be back and to bring you an incredible lineup of guests from now until September, leading up to the launch of our groundbreaking book collaboration, Evolving on Purpose, Co-creating with the Divine. Prepare to be amazed as you dive into the chapters of this book. Within its pages, you will find a treasure trove of wisdom worth thousands of dollars, encompassing coaching, healing, business strategies, spiritual growth, and mentorship. The authors have poured their hearts into recounting their personal journeys, including the challenges they faced and overcame. Mark your calendars for the grand launch of our book on August the 30th. We can't wait to share this remarkable creation with you. But that's not all. We want you to be a part of this journey right from the beginning. Join our Facebook launch support group by finding the link in the show notes of each episode. By being a part of our community, you'll gain access to exclusive content, discussions, and behind-the-scenes moments. And here's the cherry on the top. When we officially launch, we'll be showering our supporters with a multitude of free gifts. These valuable resources will be yours to download when you purchase the book. And that's not all. If you're a coach, healer, a spiritual entrepreneur, a writer, a poet, or a business owner, we invite you to explore the exciting opportunities waiting for you at soulfulvalley.com. Discover how you can join our collaborations and become a vital part of our mission to empower and uplift. Or co-create your own solo book with us, where you will receive 100% of your own royalties. Don't miss out on this incredible podcast series and the chance to be part of something truly transformative. Tune in, connect, and evolve on purpose with us. Together, we'll co-create a brighter future. Visit soulfulvalley.com after you finish listening to this episode. Carla Kopp, LMSW, has had a 30-plus year career working with those in crisis. She spent the first 15 years of her career as a social worker in children's services, supporting children in foster care and their families. The second 15 years of her career, Carla has been working in hospitals, caring for patients and families in their plan of care towards a safe discharge. Working with people in crisis has made Carla passionate about improving her own health and life to live, laugh, love and learn towards her dream come true, while on that journey of evolving on purpose, co-creating with the divine. She has a strong passion to educate and raise awareness to others that the time to take control of your life is now. Carla has witnessed so much pain and despair that could have been avoided by being present, tuning into the divine within, and working towards the life you would absolutely love, no matter what anyone else tells you, no matter what your current circumstances are. Carla is more cognizant than ever in listening to her divine within, her longings and discontents that lead her to fulfilling her dreams. Carla's favourite mantra is, I am happy, healthy, wealthy, joy-filled, fun, and in love with life. Carla is founder and CEO of Coaching for Dreams Come True. She believes in creating a healthy mindset because your thoughts create your feelings, which create your actions that equal your results. She is excited to guide you in discovering a passion that lights you up and moves you towards your dreams come true. Carla is a certified life and health coach with the Health Coach Institute and the Brave Thinking Institute, as well as a certified Infinite Possibilities trainer with Mike Dooley. You can reach Carla by email at carlacopp@gmail.com. Hello and welcome to the Soulful Valley podcast, Carla.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, so great to have you here, Carla, and be in a room with you, because you've been quite an important person on my journey over the last year in particular, because if it wasn't for you, I quite possibly would never have released my poetry in a book.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I loved your poetry. I printed out every one and I shared them out, all of them, and I just loved them. So I have them in a book of my own too. So,
and there was a point when you said to me, you know,
when are you going to put them in a
poetry
book?
So I stopped everything. I paused everything else and I did it. So thank you for encouraging me to do that, because you know, sometimes when you're putting things out like that, it is a bit scary on your own as well. That was my first solo thing that I did.
Yeah, so, but they were awesome. They
thank
are
you.
Awesome.
I just want to thank you for inspiring me with that.
You're welcome.
So, Carla, what was your reason for writing in this book, Evolving on Purpose, Co-Creating with the Divine?
I always liked writing when I was a child. And so, at first I was worried that it would look like poor me, like telling my story would look like, oh, you poor thing. But then I realized that whenever I read somebody else's story, I never look at it like, you poor thing. I always look at it like, whoa, look at that, how courageous they were. They did it. They changed. They made a difference. And, you know, I always look at the positive of it. So I thought, well, it shouldn't be any different if I tell my story, then maybe I can encourage someone. So then you kept encouraging me, and so I just said, okay, it'll be fun. That's my new mantra. It'll be fun.
Let's just enjoy the ride, eh? It's all been fun, hasn't it? It's great fun. Could you share with our listeners a little bit about your chapter?
It just starts out with my journey of how I grew up, and my life went through a lot of changes when my parents divorced when I was 12, and a totally different lifestyle for my teen years. And but I went ahead and went to college, had a proposal, and so I got married and had children. I wanted children. The thing was that my teenagers were really rough, and I wanted to get out of there, and I wanted to start my own family. And I loved children and babies since I was a child. So I just wanted to start my own family. That was my goal, besides getting my degree, but in children and elementary ed. So I did that. And then after 36 years, we divorced. And after the kids were grown up and I was kind of on the road with my career. And it's been great. I mean, I'm independent and doing my own thing now. But I always had dreams. Ever since I was in elementary school, we went and visited an orphanage. And I remember those children didn't have families. And I thought, you know, when I grow up, I want to help children have families. And at that time, I didn't even know what a social worker was. I don't even think the term social worker was a big thing in the early 60s. But that's what I wanted to do, was help children get families. So, that was just my dream. So I grew up, when I went to get my degree, the only good social work degree was in Kansas, the neighboring state. And it was, of course, you have out-of-state tuition. So I went ahead and did the next best thing, which was elementary education, which I love teaching little kids. So I got that degree, and then started working in some social work type jobs, working with children. in foster care things, and I worked for Children's Services for 15 years. And then I actually took a child to an appointment, and another parent aide came in and said, "Hey, have you heard KU opened a new campus right at the edge of Kansas and Missouri in Johnson County for social work?" And I was like, "Oh, I'd always wanted my social work degree." So I was there like the next day, within that week, I was there and I signed up and I got my degree, got my master's in social work. And I had that in May. And then in July, I turned 50. So that was pretty exciting. I finally got my master's before I turned 50. So, and that's just kind of, that took me into hospitals. I worked in hospitals. And that, all along, also, one of my other dreams, when I was a child, is when I was in 1996 and 1999, I went on two cruises with Richard Simmons. And I loved cruises. I remember walking off the ship one day, we were coming down the big long stairway, and tears just rolled down. I just loved it. So then I fell in love with it. And I just started thinking of all the ways that people would say, "Oh, that's so expensive and you can't do that," and blah, blah, blah. And I like, you know, it's actually cheaper to live on a cruise ship. If you actually went and lived, all your meals, everything is paid for on the ship. So really it's cheaper than land because you don't have a car to deal with. You're not going out shopping. You have a kind of a smallish cabin, but it's doable, livable. And so really it's cheaper and live on the sea than it is on land. And so I just kept that with me all the, I mean, I never doubted that I wouldn't do it or didn't want it. So it's happened. I retired last October and I booked three cruises and I did those. And then I have four more booked for this year, starting September to next March. So that's one of my dreams come true. I'm really excited.
Yes, sounds wonderful. And you went on an Abraham cruise, didn't you?
I did. I went on one last March, and then I have two scheduled this year. This September one is Abraham, and next March is Abraham.
How did that go? Because that's one of my dreams. I really want to do that.
I know. I wanted you to join me on this one.
I know. It looks like I might be moving.
Yeah. Well, maybe March. Next March you could join me.
Yeah, that sounds good.
They're really nice. You have a seminar maybe 2 to 3 hours on sea days, and then on port days you go on excursions and things of where you're going. So
wonderful.
Really, yeah,
we should have a Soulful Valley authors group of us go on an Abraham cruise together, shouldn't
that
we?
Would be awesome.
That,
yes,
would be, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I think we've got to sort that one out.
yes that would be cool.
So Carla, what work are you doing in the world now? Because I know you are, you know, you've recently retired and you're doing your cruising, but it's not over, is it? Because I think that there's some other things that you've been developing, and that's part of why you've written in the book as well.
Right. I have three coaching certifications. I started those in 2020, and I'm not quite ready to dive into a big business yet.
Yeah,
because right now I just want to relax and cruise and have fun. So, but I think there's opportunities will show themselves as I'm ready, as they're ready and I'm ready, because it doesn't have to look like, you can't put everything in a box. Like, it doesn't have to look like, okay, you have to run this big business, you have to do this and this. It doesn't have to look like that. So, I mean, there's a myriad of opportunities even on a ship. I mean, I could do, you know, they have little seminars and classes and stuff on cruise ships. So,
well, one of our authors in our authors hub, Lisa Phillips, does that.
Oh, cool.
She does talks on cruise ships a couple of times a year. Of course, you could sing on cruise ships. I've been toying with that one for years.
No, you don't want me to sing on a cruise ship, but you can sing when you come. When we do the group, you sing, and I could talk. I could read your poems.
You could. Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners today, particularly about this exciting book launch that we've got on the 30th of August?
It is exciting. I was telling somebody yesterday at the pool that I had this interview, and she's like, what's up for? So I started telling her, and she's like, oh, I want to write that down. So I texted her the name of the book and everything. She's like, ready to order it. I'm like, wait a minute, not ready. It's coming.
Not quite. We're nearly there.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's exciting. It's my first time, everyone. So when you read it, it's my very first chapter ever in professional.
Well, I remember what that was like as well. And I remember as well when I wrote in Intuitive, my first book collaboration, I didn't quite know which direction my business was going in. I just started the podcast and it has evolved on purpose.
Yes.
So yeah. That's the way to do it, really, isn't it? Relax into where spirit is trying to take you. Really.
Exactly. Yeah. Relax into the fun. So, yeah.
So if anyone would like to connect with you, come and check you out, where can they find you, Carla?
My email is probably easiest, carlacopp@gmail.com.
Okay, we'll pop that in the show notes. Is there anything else you'd like to share today? Any snippets of wisdom for our listeners?
Well, I wanted to talk about how we met.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so in 2020, I was doing Dream Builder coaching, my certificate, and Mary Morrissey told us about Jim Carrey's story of writing himself a check for $10 million, and he would go to, this was before he was an actor, before he was acting, and he would go to Mulholland Drive and visualize receiving a $10 million check for his services rendered as an actor.
Mm.
Well, eventually he got the job and he was the highest paid actor at $10 million. And the movie was Dumb and Dumber. Mm. So that kind of spurred on this $1 million thing with me. I don't know that. And I can't remember what else there was, but there were several things that were about millions, like be a millionaire, a million of this and a million of that. And then you came along with a text message. And typically, up until that day, I had never paid any attention to, and I didn't know you that at that time, really. I only recognized your name from another group we were in, which we didn't remember for the longest time. And so I looked at it and you said, there's a $1 million experiment with Joanna Hunter for $25. And typically I would go, no. But I was like, $25 for $1 million? Like, wow, that'd be cool. So I did it. And that's actually the last time I ever looked at a text and said, okay, I'll do it. I mean, it's the first and the last time was with
Is
you.
It?
Yeah. So, and then later we discovered that we knew each other from Mind Valley before.
Yeah. So, we were both on the Life Book together, weren't we?
Yes, a Life Book. Yeah. So I just think that's totally divine intervention because, you know,
absolutely,
been working together ever since. So it was awesome. It is awesome.
Thank you for sharing that. We're also both in Mike Dooley's group as well.
Yes.
I love his book, The Universe, and the emails that we get every day.
Yes, I love those notes. I don't even know where those started. I just started getting them one day. And they would always match, like every day would match exactly what I needed to hear or what was going on that day. It was so interesting. I love him. And I have his new book, Dream, The Journey, Eternity of God.
Oh, I'll have to go and check that one out.
This was Sarah Landon.
Because you did you do one of his certifications? Was
Yes, one? I have a coaching certification with him. I have Dream Builder, Health and Life Coach Institute, and Mike Dooley.
Brilliant. Well, Carla, thank you so much for coming in today. It's been a pleasure to actually, we've not been in a room together, have we? I don't think
no,
we have.
This is,
so
this
it's
is
a pleasure
first...
to really meet you properly. I mean, it'd be lovely to meet you on a cruise ship for sure.
We will. Just plan it. Just say, okay, we will.
Let's do it.
Yes. That's how how the universe works. We have to decide this is it. So
I've had that Abraham Cruz on my list probably for since I first came across them. So I did go to see Abraham in the O2 in the UK because she came here. I think it was 2013 or 2014. And I loved it then. And when I saw the cruises, oh, wow.
Well, next March is the next one, or after the September one, then March is the next cruise. And it's Caribbean.
Yeah, so. I think we have to do something in the Authors Hub to see who else would like to join us.
Absolutely. That would be fun.
Thank you, Carla, for today. Bye for
Thank
now.
Thank you. Thank you.
So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now.
Thanks for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I trust that you will have heard something today that you were ready to hear, and that it's made you feel a little lighter, more aligned and connected with your soul's purpose, and you have been reminded of who you really are and the true nature of the power that you hold within you. My aim for this podcast is to bring love, light, wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, go back and listen to some of the back catalogue of previous episodes. Subscribe, follow, rate and review so that you're notified when new episodes drop in, and share this podcast with anyone that you think it may help to listen to. You can connect with me at soulfulvalley.com, and if you scroll to the bottom of the website, there are links to my social media platforms.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.